Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Did you guys have a good Valentine's Day? Tonight, we are going to have a party again here on The Rad Reality Show. And this song is going out to my Valentine's from yesterday because I was going to play it for her yesterday. And I totally couldn't ever get it up. But hey, guess what? It got up tonight. And I need to start watching words.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're flying at 26,000 feet, moving up to 30,000 feet, and we've got clear skies all the way to Las Vegas. And right now, we're bringing you some in-flight entertainment. One of our first-class passengers would like to sing you a song inspired by one of our coach passengers. And since we let our first-class passengers do pretty much whatever they want, here he is.
I want to make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man. Grows old with you. I wanna grow with you.
Oh man. Sorry guys.
Did you get choked up?
I'll miss you. Wait.
Kiss you. Give you my coat when
Adam
you
Sandler,
are
go
cold.
Away.
Need you. Even let you hold the remote control.
I never would
do
that.
Let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink.
Would you do that?
I could be the man.
Yes, sir.
Who grows old with you.
Yay.
Well, y'all, yay, Adam Sandler. I like that song, too. Let me start out by saying some announcements. Remember, tomorrow night we have a special Rad Reality Show at 10 p.m., and it's going to be the kickoff of Survivor. Now I just lost my train of thought. It's going to be the kickoff of Survivor, Redemption Island, and... we have a special, special guest of Coach Wade coming in to talk about it, and it's going to be an awesome show. We never know who's going to go in and come in with them, but Coach Wade, you know, he's been with Russell and Rob, so it's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say about what's going on Redemption Island. So tomorrow night, a special 10 o'clock show for the Rad Reality Show. Second of all, Thursday, Saturday, top one of it is going to be a big, big party. Callers from all over the world, probably all over the world. Last year we had somebody from the Navy call in. So we will have callers to party for my 2-year anniversary and then Saturday my birthday bash. So prepare for that. They're going to be huge, huge shows. And also, I wanted to say, I'm glad everyone's getting their calendars. It's awesome that you guys are getting them. I got a few left, and I'm selling them at $25 a pop. You know, you get the free shipping and everything. Just all you have to do is donate the $25 and tell me. I got about four left. that I can still mail out, and I'm going to make another one within the next month anyways to add some new pictures. So prepare for that. T-shirts coming out, a bunch of other stuff's coming out, and I'm always willing to take the donation just to help out with the show and help out with, you know, the stuff that's going on. Remember, each month you can also donate $30 to help keep the show going on Blog Talk, for because we have to pay for it, and that's a way of you guys helping out and everything. There's more stuff that's going to happen. We'll talk about that later. Let me introduce the people that are going to help me out tonight. Jerry Garcia, she's in the chat room. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Hi, everybody out there in the chat room. Good to see everybody. We have somebody new in the chat room tonight. Ron, is this somebody that you know, Nelson Radkowitz?
You know, I bet they're related to me somehow.
I bet their last name is Radkowitz.
But I don't, you know, I maybe it's somebody that, hello, Radkowitz. You probably are related to me. I don't know how, because I don't know the Radkowitz's side that much. I'm glad you're coming to listen to my show. So, greetings. Okay, we got Liz up here on the phone line.
Hi, everyone.
You got any other thing to say?
Well, I hope everybody had a happy Valentine's Day. I know I got lots of Twitter love. But anyway, hope everybody enjoys the show tonight.
Twitter love. Is that like Twitter pated?
Well, you know, like, look, I got a lot of, like, happy Valentine's Days via Twitter. That was decent.
I mean, did you get anybody special from Valentine's to tweet you?
Everybody who tweets me is special, Ron.
Did you get anybody really special?
Like
a nice guy from Georgia?
Absolutely a nice guy from Georgia. He's awesome.
Okay. Anyways, I'm just playing around.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, Paul. Paul's going to be running the switchboard tonight. So if you call in and he picks up the phone, that's Paul from Minnesota, and he'll be calling, watching the switchboard and everything. So, Paul, you want to say hello to everyone?
Yeah,
your voice.
I want to say hello to everyone, and I want to say I was especially impressed how Cherry was able to get Ron's last name pronounced correctly. He's Rick's son.
Yeah, I see that, and I can't really read it. Okay. Rick.
Anyway, before you move on from me, Ron, I may not be able to pay much attention to anything. I'm just going to pay attention to the switchboard. So if I'm not chatty in the chat room, don't take it personal. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. There's a weird person in the chat room tonight, too.
Weird?
Yeah, weird.
Who is it?
Do you see that name, Cherry? Jess, he's my cousin. Richard. See, I knew when he said Rick, I know who Richard, yes. Okay, I know who you are, I think, then. But I don't, I'm the youngest, and I don't remember people. We didn't associate with the Radkowitz side that much because of, you know, dad and all. But I'm glad you're here, actually, because it's always great to see family in the room. And we'll have to talk more on Facebook, too. I've been meaning to. Let me put it this way, though. I was talking about Vampire Chick. Doesn't that name scare you a little bit, Jerry?
Nah. As long as they're in the chat room, not in my house, I'm fine.
I don't know if I want a vampire in my chat room. They're actually on Twitter now, too, and I'm scared because, you know, like, they said, follow me, dude. I'm like,
yeah,
oh no.
Maybe it's a friend of Amy's.
Could be.
No. I told her she needs to go to. She said, they wrote me, or her alter ego, I think, wrote me and
mm-hmm.
said, is it okay that a vampire comes to your show? And I said, yeah, maybe you should go to the VRO.
Oh, Jesus.
Love you, Amy. So,
is she the vampire chick?
Yeah, she's vampire
oh.
chick.
Hi, Amy. Oh, sorry.
No, that's not that's not Amy.
Oh.
That's somebody else.
Okay.
That was a joke. I'm saying that they're talking about vampires over there.
I gotcha.
Do you get me?
I gotcha.
Lane's supposed to call in about another 5 minutes. Carly was supposed to call. If my the person that told her to call in was supposed to tell her 10:10. But I knew
sure.
Carly was going to. What?
Is she already there?
No, she hasn't. That's what I'm saying. So. We're probably going to have Carly pop in sometime tonight, too. For right now, we'll get ready and we'll just have fun and talk a little bit. I do want some stuff. There is some topics, and I had one in my head. Somebody wrote in the chat room, and I totally missed it. What word is it? Cherry, do you have
yeah.
anything you remember that you saw recently in the chat room? That you wanted to talk about? It was something important to totally forgot.
Something important in the chat room?
Yes, give me a second. Liz, do
yeah.
a song and dance while I think about it.
Ooh. I guess everybody knows that the news about Rachel and Brendan already, so.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's old news.
What do you think? You think it'll last?
I don't know. I guess.
I'd say yes.
They say yes?
If they made it past the
Skype
encounter.
I wonder if they'll Skype
really
the wedding. What do you think?
No, I think he should I think she should take the computer away from her. I mean, from him.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
true. He's
don't, let, don't let him use it no more.
Yeah, he's banned
definitely
from
think
the Skype.
Definitely ban him from the show. I mean, from the computer. And now I'm totally frustrated because I can't remember anything. God, why am I turning old?
Not yet. You have till Saturday.
Yeah, but still, am I going to lose my? Am I going to turn my hair brown or gray?
That's
and,
okay.
Am
There's
I,
no stuff for men.
And am I going to?
What else are you worried about turning forward?
Wow, I just got a new word that we are going to have a huge guest along with Lane. And I already knew kind of that it's going to happen. I'm hoping we get one other huge one. Guys, this is going to be huge, guys, tonight. It's going to be one of, I think, our bigger shows. I know we're kind of dragging in the beginning of the show. I know we're kind of dragging that because Carly's running late, and I kind of thought maybe she would. She's a busy woman out there in Vegas. I would play our game that I had planned. Do you guys want to do that? Does somebody want to call in and play our game?
Hey, Ron, if for some reason, if Carly doesn't make it.
I'm
going to
be 40. I'm sorry, my cousin. Was...
No, it's cool. If for some reason Carly doesn't make it, I know what she wants to kind of talk about, so. You know.
Oh, yeah, why don't we do that real quick? Let's go ahead and plug that. That's a good idea.
All right. And Cherry, if you want to put this out there, Carly was on Fresh Meat 2, and she is in a contest for Sexiest Server in Vegas. So I know she really – I mean, it's a nice little prize money that she would win. It's about, well, I'll tell you, it's $10,000 for the winner. And she, I'm actually going to go out the day of the finale, which is next Thursday, and she is in it. And we want to get as many people as we can to vote for her. And the website is called Spy on Vegas. You do have to register Nothing big, nothing major. They don't sit there and send you a bunch of crap. And then you just go to Sexiest Server and you vote for Carly Johnson. And that's really she'll tell you more about it. But that's what we want to do. We want to get her to win. You know, it's not about the money. It's like, well, of course it's about the money, but you know, getting her out there could lead to other things for her. You know, and that's what she's going to talk about. But since I just pushed it a little bit, now everybody has an idea. So just get on spyonvegas.com. Then you'll see where it's all about. It'll say Sexiest Server where you click on to vote. And that finale is, grand finale will be Thursday the 24th. And I promised Ron that we would call in from Vegas. So that's that.
I can't.
Hey, I've got it all in the chat room.
Hey, no, Cherry, you typed way faster than I do, so that's why I figured I'd let you handle that one.
SpyOnVegas.com.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's pretty easy.
I hate my computer.
We've got a friend in the chat room that lives in Vegas.
Well, go to it. I got to remember where it is. I don't know where the party is. I'll look it up, and I'll let them know.
Okay.
But I think anybody can go. And as Carly told me, the top five people, it's a really close race right now. So that's kind of why, you know, I said, well, come on and promote it, and let's let you be the winner. Let's let somebody we know out there in Ron's world that, you know.
Exactly.
Ron, did you vote
Ron's
for
world? Hey, wait. Do
Ron's
I have my
world.
Own world?
Ron's world.
Ron's world.
Party
Ron's world. Party on. Party time. Hey, this is Ron's world. And you know what? I'm from Aurora, Illinois. And I'm doing my show from my trailer. Yeah, baby. Swing. like, dude, did you see the other day the movie? Betty Butter with Juice? Okay, wait, I can't do that no more. Anyways,
that
Lane's on the
really
phone
good.
Line. hey, Garth, is that you?
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's up?
Are you Garth?
Do what?
You what?
Okay. We were talking about Wayne's World. Liz just said, you know, Ron's world, that, you know, somebody from my world. And, you know, Wayne's World?
Wayne's World, yeah, I know that.
And
oh,
you do remember
God.
That movie? Well, Lane does remember a movie past the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Let's celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
Mark,
I'm from Aurora, Illinois, too, originally. So, I mean, they were kind of, like, idolized. I idolized them. You know, they were, like, cool people. And actually, I was in part two. You can see me walking down the street. I was an extra. So,
in Wayne's World?
Yeah, Wayne's World 2. I'm in the movie.
Oh, nice.
As an extra. So, yeah, I got your tweet, so it's no problem what you tweeted
okay.
me on the DM. Do we have anybody going to join us tonight, too? I heard maybe one.
I just text the other one, so hopefully they
so
reply
we'll see what
soon. Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Ron. Hey, Liz.
Can I quick tell Cherry something to put on the whatchacallit, to put out there to the guy in Vegas? Tell him it's
sure,
me.
I mean.
It's at the Hayes Nightclub.
At the Hayes?
Yeah. Well, Hayes Nightclub.
Hayes
on
Nightclub.
On the 24th, yeah.
On the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he can hear you, Liz.
Yeah, I know. That was really stupid. I'm having a blonde moment. Leave me alone.
We were talking about Carly. Have you voted for Carly in her contest?
I did vote for her.
More than once?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
You can vote more than once?
Yeah.
Do I get half of it? Do I get half the money if I voted?
Well, that's for you and her to work out.
Yeah, I think she said I get half of it.
Well, you got to show up.
I thought I was going to get half of it. Wasn't that why I was part of Ron's world?
Right.
Oh, I told Lane to come with us that night.
Yeah, that's
you know
what I was going to ask you, Lane.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he works. He works.
Okay. Working on the ladies.
No.
So how many Valentine's did you have yesterday?
32.
32?
Where'd you pull that number
right
out of?
What do you mean what I pulled out of? First thing came to mind.
Your butt.
Nope.
So
pulled out of my brain.
You know, I've been doing this show for 2 years now, and I'm so excited. You know, we've had some great guests, and we might have some other people calling in. I know Hell's Kitchen people had told me a couple of Jim from a couple seasons ago, and they said that they wanted to call in on Tuesday night, and he was off tonight, so he said he might pop on. But I really wanted to put this together, you know, bigger, but if you know, it's great to have Lane with us. Lane, you are loved by all the women, you know. I think you got more women followers.
Lane, I love you.
Hate me. No, I enjoy all of them. They're funny. I'm giving them hell.
What,
yeah, I know you do. And
is that when you don't feel
that's
that?
A cool part.
Yeah, I have like 2,200 tweets. What are you talking about?
Not
see,
me, though.
I keep on telling them. They think that you are just you know blowing them off. But I bet you get not just women's tweets, but you probably get you know people tweeting you from just all over. I mean, like you get so many. I mean, I would picture you get like 100 or a couple. You know.
Well, yeah, I get a lot of random tweets. But,
go ahead.
Do what?
I saw the picture of you from Andy's place getting a picture of your tattoo, and you're on the phone.
Yeah, tweeting 24/7.
Yeah. But you know what?
I have as many tweeting followers.
See, that's funny.
That means I've tweeted to every person.
You do tweet. I don't know who tweets more. Does Lane tweet more or does Hayden?
Hayden.
No.
Yes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Who's richer right now, Hayden or Lane?
Richer?
Let's see if this person on the phone line can answer that question. Okay, ready? So who's richer? Oh shit! Damn computer!
Did you mess up?
Okay, now, yeah, okay, who's richer, Hayden or Lane?
Hayden. Hayden's beat me by, a zero, I think, two zeros? How many zeros you got over there? How many zeros have you stolen?
Hey, did you know I'm on here, Lane?
Nope.
Hey, what up, Aaron, how you doing?
That means I can't talk shit about you. Good job, mute
Come
yourself
on,
real quick.
Bro. You're blasting me right now. I don't like it.
I know.
What are you doing? I knew you were there, Hayden. So I knew you were there. So I was kind of like,
you know what I mean?
That's funny.
I love pranking the guest and try to like laying up here, not knowing that I picked you up already and we know it's you
trying to screw the pot. Stirring up some drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
You know, Big Brother's over with, so I get desperate for drama. I mean, there's no drama going on. I mean, Survivor starts in a couple days. No, I knew you guys wouldn't care. But how you doing, Hayden? How's the life going? You're busy.
Hey, life is good right now. I've been super busy, but it's good. Being busy is good. It's better than not being busy. It's been a ride. The past few months has been crazy, and it's been, like I said, it's been a trip, and I've had a lot of fun with it.
Well, you know, ever since the end of the show, I know you've been, you know, going here and there. You and Lane had a little fun in Steamboats. How was that? I mean, was that fun?
Steamboat was
I hated
epic.
It. Yeah,
Lane was bitter because I would tread on Lane nonstop all day every day. You know, I was
that's not what he
said. Waiting on him. I'd tread on him on the way by. Wait for him at the bottom. You know, Lane's not
That's why half your face is frostbitten.
Not the most gifted on the planet.
That's not what he says.
Half your face is frostbitten right now because all the
snow
shredded on it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's so funny. I'm kind of thinking it's funny that, I can picture Lane being a little bitter. I mean,
poor sport.
Don't get me wrong. I love Lane, but he's second place is pretty consistent in Lane's life.
Oh, man.
I'm joking.
Don't feel bad.
Hey, the thing that worried me was Jody. I felt bad for Jody the most. I really felt bad for the girl. And we had Chase on Thursday, and I was like, Chase, how the hell did Jody keep up with you guys?
Dude, Jody skis better than we do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about that way.
That was
I'm talking about
one.
How did she.
Oh, all right. I got you. Yeah, it was.
I'm talking about babysitting. I heard there was a fight between Gutter and Lane. And,
we had some drama. I started a fight between Lane and Gunner. You know
why?
It was
Give us
the
dirt.
You know, like you guys said, you guys are missing the drama. I wanted to see a little bit. We're in Steamboat.
Exactly.
They had the cameras rolling. So I stirred the pot, and you know what? Gunner grabbed Lane by the throat. Lane grabbed Gunner by the throat. Before you know it, they're rolling around in this big ballroom in front of about 100 people.
Nice. Is that on
TV?
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Hey,
awesome.
I got a quick question for you guys, and then I'm going to go to a chat question because there's so many chat questions throwing up. So I'm going to let Cherry ask one of the best ones that are in her hand right now. But here's my question for you. Have you heard about Brandon and Rachel being engaged? And what's the bet in Vegas? How long will it last?
I did hear about that yesterday, but I haven't talked to either one of them, so I don't know if it's true or not. What is this? Is it true?
No, it's true. Yeah, we actually called into Superpass, and we told them congratulations, and they acknowledged it, and it happened on Superpass. They announced it, so. It's true. True statement.
Wow. Is Matt and Reagan engaged?
Oh.
I heard
you
that
know,
too.
I think they
That's
are just
bigamy.
Lovers behind the door.
That's bigamy.
I think it's clear that Matt's having an affair. I mean,
oh yeah,
with Reagan. That's clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they're the. Yeah, you know, I always thought they were the best showmans of the year. I mean, we definitely think they're the best showmans. And no one can outdo them in the show, man.
No,
they were so lovely together. And,
have to agree with you there. Yeah, that was good.
I mean,
definitely.
But okay, Cherry, give them a chat question. You got a chat question over there?
Well, you just stole the one I was going to ask him. So thanks, Ron.
can I tell Hayden something?
No, you can't.
Catches her chat question.
What?
No, actually, you can't.
You go back into your little corner now. Hayden, this is Liz.
Liz, how are you?
Good, because I'm the one who won your little thing on the Twitter thing.
The Twit change?
Yes.
Right on. Very cool.
Yeah, that was me.
All right. That's perfect.
I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
That's
such a great cause. It's unbelievable. And, you know, everybody that participated, I mean, it's just a super cool thing, and thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Go ahead and throw that chat question up
there
now.
Well, Mel and Tara are out here in the chat room.
Mel and Tara.
Yes, they are, and they would like to know if you'd like for them to call in and chat with you.
Yeah, let them in.
Let them in, huh? Okay, we'll have
them
get on the phone line.
Lane, you're getting blown off.
I don't know if I want Tara.
What did you say?
I'm scared to let Tara call in because she's my Valentine. and she's going to go Goo Gaga over these two. And then it's going to be poor old me. I mean,
Lane will share.
No, I'm worried about Hayden. I don't care about Lane. Hayden's the pretty boy.
Whatever. I try to
be more better looking than I am.
I
have a question, and then I'm going to bring up a chatter or a caller real quick. Did you ever cut your hair yet?
Yes, I did. You know what? Zephyr Lane, yeah. Lane, take that question.
Yeah, I definitely cut it probably about 3 weeks ago. It's pretty sweet. I like it.
What's up with your beard?
What do you mean what's up with it?
What
it's badass.
You do?
That's what's up with it. What I do to it, I Bad-Eisenized it.
What are you in,
hey,
like, the Mongols?
Hey, when was the last time you just forboyed it, Lane?
I just relined it probably about a week ago.
Nice. So it's looking sharp. You got some sharp edges on that beard. It's looking good.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. It's looking like Wolverine right now.
He looks like
That's
he
good.
Could be in a motorcycle gang. You're watching too much gangland.
You know, Lane is in a motorcycle gang. I'd like you to know that.
What is
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the
Barbie
pictures.
Dog Club.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I do this calendar. I need to get a picture from both of you guys. I'm going to reissue it.
I think we got one, don't we, Hayden? Don't we have one, me and you together?
Lane and I have a picture together with you.
Where
yeah,
is
it? You need to email it to me. Hayden, I'm going to get a hold of you and let you email me that picture for my calendar. Would that be awesome?
Will do.
You should probably tell me.
As long as we're December, I mean, that's all that matters.
Why December?
Oh, you're going to have to fight with Michelle Costa. Do you think you can take her?
I doubt it.
Why do you want to be December?
December is like, that's the month, you know?
I don't know. I always go to my month of my birthday first.
Well, I'm just saying, usually December is like the
Mac Daddy month.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's the month.
Santa Claus?
Like, oh, who's Miss December? That's what you want to see.
Yeah, because there's
really
Santa Claus.
You know? Or Miss January, too. The first one is always the best one.
Okay, the first or the last, either or, you know.
Okay, let me go ahead and pick up a call real quick, because I know she wants to say hey to you guys, especially Hayden. So it's
whatever.
Jess from
Lane.
She's talked to you, Lane. Man, my switchboard sucks tonight.
Who is this? Jess.
It's Jess.
All right.
Jess. Okay,
oh,
call.
I'm here. Oh.
Are you? Give me a second, guys. Every time I hit it. Okay. Jess, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, Ron.
Okay, Jess. Go
ahead. Work? Okay. Lane, I've already talked to you, and Hayden, I haven't talked to you. I have.
How are you?
Don't worry. I've already talked to you, Lane.
Well, I already talked to Hayden, so you can talk to him.
Well, you know, she talked to whoever she wants to.
This is what I did to Lane. I didn't have a question for you. I just called in. I called into Lane's show one day, and all I do is I put a mental list of who I've talked to, and Hayden, you're on the list now.
So now I'm on the list. The list
yes.
is a good thing to be on. Is that right?
Yeah, it can be. I like
but
you enough, so you're good.
All right, good. As long as I'm good, then we're good.
Yeah.
We're not good.
Come on, Lane. We're good
and,
too,
and,
bro.
And Jess, how many of you talk to him? How many of these people you talk to on my show?
A lot. But also I talk to a lot personally, too.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. She has her connections.
Very cool.
These days. But Jess, I'm going to move on because we have
other
callers.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
And Jess is a regular on my show.
I do.
Okay.
We got a lot of people that want to say hi to me and that they hate Hayden.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty consistent.
No, I think everyone wants to talk to Hayden. Nope. I think everyone wants to talk to Hayden.
Hey, Lane, I just sent you a message on your Twitter.
What?
Hey, tweet me.
You have to follow me first because I'm private.
Oh,
that's a problem.
What?
I don't know how to work that.
Huh?
Hayden. I was going to say, you know, Enzo's following me, Lane's following me. So when is Hayden going to follow me?
What's your Twitter name?
I'm on blast.
The Rad Reality Show.
Oh,
Ron Reality Show.
Rad Reality Show. Okay, we got to make that
Rad. Yeah,
Rad Reality Show.
I got it.
I'll let Tara tweet you.
Tell Tara to tweet it to me. Because I follow Tara.
Yeah.
Tara tweeted you to follow me before, though. And
she
you
did?
Me off, so. Yeah.
No.
See,
yes, I don't pull anybody off. It's like I probably didn't read it that day.
You don't read all of yours, and Lane does, but doesn't answer.
Yeah, well,
I try to read them all.
It's like, but, you know, when I don't read them all day, and then sometimes I'll have some. Sometimes I get a lot of tweets, and sometimes I get no tweets. I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but occasionally the tweets get lost in the shuffle.
Have you run into Bristol Palin yet?
Bristol Palin on campus? No, I haven't.
Well, you can look her up.
I have not. I haven't seen her. Yeah, but, I mean,
okay.
Sorry.
No, yeah. I was just going to say, look for the girl with the baby in her arms.
Hey, no problem.
Oh, wait, isn't that half it?
Did you guys know the Ellen DeGeneres show? Go ahead.
What?
Today on campus
here
at ASU, they filmed the Ellen show.
We want you to get on that show.
Dude,
you know,
I
want to
get on the Ellen show.
How long
be an extra in it.
Is it still going there this week?
I don't know if they're here all this week or if they're just here today or what. But I was driving by because I got a few tweets about it. Some people tweeted me and said something about the Ellen show, and I had no clue what they were talking about.
Yeah,
and then driving by,
Hayden follows me. See, Ellen follows me, but Hayden don't.
She likes to dance.
Ellen follows you?
I mean, yeah, Ellen follows me, so I need to DM her. Hayden on the winner of
Bigfoot. Is this help Hayden out day or what?
Oh, my God, you're like Sally Sensitive.
I'll get you on there too if they answer me back. But hey, we got two girls on the phone line that I think they're wanting to talk to Hayden and Lane.
No,
you know, I don't know who they want to talk to more, but it's Tara. And Mel.
Tara and Mel.
Hello.
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 Hey.
How you guys doing?
Hello. Is it Tara or Mel?
This is Tara. And this is Mel.
Tara. Hi, Mel.
And I already
tweeted
you, so follow Liz and
follow
Ron.
And they're two wild and crazy girls.
These are like my
Tara.
Twitter friends. We chat all the time on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I know
you finally called in.
Yeah, I did. I told you I'd call in. I know it took a little while, but here I am.
You know, Hayden, you told me, I knew you were going to do it a long time ago because we talked outside of the meet and greet in Vegas with Erica, and I gave you my number, and then I was like, I told you I gave you my home number, and I knew you were going to probably lose that because, you know, that's how, you know, you were just in a little while, you know, spin mood then. And I knew it would take time, but I knew you would come on sometime. So I never panicked that you were never going to come on. But this is my two-year anniversary, and this Saturday is my birthday. So
happy birthday.
It's a great time.
Happy birthday.
And I don't know if you've heard. And Lane knows a little bit, but I'm having some issues with my health, too. And I'm about ready. I have to have open-heart surgery. I just have to get some stuff taken care of. So this week's going to be an extra special week for me to have all my friends calling in and people that, you know, from the shows. You know, so thank you for calling in. It's an honor to have you call in tonight.
You're very welcome.
I think even Hayden.
I wish Brittany would call in. We need to get Brittany. Maybe I should call Brittany, or one of us should, like, three-way Brittany. She's an easy 12 now person I want to have on.
Lane,
I want to get Reagan still. But
Do what?
That was good.
Did you just say we should three-way Brittany?
Yeah, and then he said that's what she said.
Yeah, I always have a tendency to put my foot in my mouth.
Lane, you did good.
No, I felt good about it.
Yeah, he's getting
ready. And that three-way call.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm teasing.
No. See, the other night I said something that, you know, I have this tendency to make fun, or not make fun. I have a tendency to do a impersonation. And I said I wanted to do Lane. And they thought I
sounded horrible.
You know, I wanted to do his voice, and
not do Lane.
And people made fun of me and everything. So lately, I've been watching my words. But hey, Hayden, you know what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, dude? Like, why are you sitting in the corner? You know, like, you know, I mean, what are you doing these days, Hayden? Hayden, am
that's
I doing pretty
so
good
wrong.
As Lane?
That's dumb. That's dumb.
What am I doing these days?
That's dumb.
I have a
that's
French
so
accent.
I'm doing my Lane.
All right. I see the Lane.
You know what
question.
I think we should do? I told Lane he gets all these girls, and I should do it for you too, is make up a fake Twitter account where I can, like, tweet all the girls for you guys, and then you don't have to worry about it because you get all these girls calling in and everything. So I can, like, push them along, you know, just help you guys out.
Well, we can't do it now. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Lane, you're, like, a little jealous today.
I say he is.
No, I told you. I said both.
I still have feeling, Lane.
Well, you just told everyone
our
secret
Tara,
now.
Mel and Tara, get you guys the last words in.
I wanted to say thanks to Lane for being my virtual Valentine for yesterday.
Oh, no problem. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which
yeah.
one was
mm-hmm.
that?
That one
was
Val.
It sounded
okay.
A little steamy to me.
Because I was going to say, because Tara's mine.
I am yours.
And nobody wanted me. Thanks.
Oh, Liz,
I took
we
you.
Said happy
hey,
Valentine.
Nobody. I took you.
Yeah, but you can't have more than one. You already had Tara.
I'll take
oh,
you.
Oh, Liz. Oh, I thought you were Tara.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I see how you are. You don't laugh over that.
Hey, Tara.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Paul. I just want to know, once you guys hang up, is it okay if I hang you up? You're going to be listening on the internet, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in, Hayden.
So,
sorry,
hey,
and Lane.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Back talking to you, finally.
Yes. It was fun,
yes,
finally,
so,
even though
well,
we didn't really get to talk.
You know what? We'll try and make this
I'm
happen
sorry.
More often. Next time, our conversation will get a little more in-depth, promise.
He's such a liar.
Yeah. No, really, Hayden. I would love to.
Lane, you're
what
like cock-blocking
one thing
now.
I want okay, listen to me, guys. I want to let you two go. And then
okay.
we're going to bring up our next caller. And but, hey, you know what I was going to tell you guys? You know what would be cool this year for Big Brother? Is I can get maybe, like, one night, like, Tuesday nights I do a show. And I was thinking it would be cool if Hayden could call in one Tuesday night a month. You know, like, one week, and then maybe Lane 1 week. And then maybe Enzo, I can get you guys to do that. That'd be kind of fun for you guys can just, you know, pick a week or something like that, and then the fans could talk to you guys too. Because, I mean, the fans are always wanting you guys to come on. So think about
right.
it.
Yeah, definitely.
Or, you know, we can talk about it. Because you guys are going to watch this season, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so let's go to James from Georgia. James from Georgia.
Yes, sir.
You got a question for Hayden and Lane?
Well, actually, Ron knows a couple of my good friends very well.
Oh,
Corey
yeah?
and Wendy Leanne. I just wanted to let everyone know that they will be down at the Opera Nightclub in Atlanta on Friday night.
Who's
so make sure you come see Gracie Vane.
Why didn't they call in and tell me that?
I'm sorry?
I said you should have got Corey to call in and tell us that.
Well, I'm their executive advisor, so I just did this as a friendly gesture. I work for them.
That's cool. Yeah. Hayden and Lane, they're two of the most sexiest twins there is out there. And Corey, did you guys ever watch Rock of Love?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I watched it.
So she was on Rock of Love too, and she was the one that misspelled "marry me" and got kicked out. Anyways, if you go to my Facebook and look
Shut
at my
up.
Wife, she's my wife.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I'd ask her about that too. I was like, "When did you get married?" She's like, "No." I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're not married. We're not married. It's just been a long. She came on the show one day and we became good friends and we just became really good friends and we're BFFs and.
Actually, I think I called
really
in that night also, the same night.
No, you
she
called
was
in
on the show
night, but yeah, James, thank you for calling in and tell us. Yeah, so guys, check out Corey and.
Well, it's actually Graciously Vain is their group. The whole group this Friday night at the opera.
Well, that's awesome. Hey, Lane, I know you would be drooling over them. You need to go check it out.
I just called to give them all a cheap pop and just say hi to Ron. I know we talked on Facebook before. I just came to say hi to you guys and wish you all the best.
No problem.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'm going to move on.
All right, y'all have a good
thank
night
you.
To you. Bye.
You too. Yeah, guys, you definitely need to check out Corey and Wendy. Corey has been one of my since she came onto the show. Actually, she actually came onto the show looking for just a talk show. You know what I mean? And you know, and she came on the show, and she called in and she said she was Corey from Rock Love, and I didn't believe her. You know what I mean? And
she
it was when Shima threw her mic into the pool.
Oh,
and so we were talking in April. You remember April Downing from season 10? You remember her?
Oh yeah,
she was my co-host at the time, and it was just ever since that day, I've been good friends. Hey, Cherry, I forgot about you. Did you think I forgot about you?
Yes. Sorry.
Do you have any chat questions over there?
Hi, Hayden. Hi, Lane. I've gone over in the corner tonight.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Get out of the corner. Good.
How come? Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't worry.
Kick your ass.
No worries.
Actually, Pop out in the chat room wanted to know if you guys have made any plans for Tahoe yet.
Tahoe. Oh, you know what? No official plans, but I'm thinking spring in Tahoe.
Spring in Tahoe sounds good.
Late March, early April is
around December.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Sounds
yeah. Late March, early April. Spring, Lane. Spring.
Spring forward. Yeah, we'll fall back. I know it. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Oh my.
Man, any more questions? I'm going to give you two chances to ask another one.
Well, let's see. Michelle wanted to find out if you guys ever go into any of the chat rooms.
I didn't. I think I did one time.
Yeah. I have not.
No, huh?
Yeah,
I don't even
know
where they are or where to find them, to be honest.
On the computer.
You guys want to stay away from chat rooms. No chat rooms. It's best to stay away.
Yeah, I'll
Can I ask one more question real quick?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. Why not?
How do you think you would have done with Matt in the final three?
Matt would have lost. Yeah, Matt would have killed us. He's a diabolical super genius. I mean, come on.
Definitely. He's smart. That dude's smart.
No, I actually talked to Matt a little bit today. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. I love the kid to death, but honestly, he would have probably smoked us in the final three. So,
I mean,
that's
like,
why we had to get rid of
him,
you know, and before that. Otherwise, he would have beat
him. Yeah, I would have probably beat him.
Yeah, Wade probably could have beat
not
him.
Not with your fists?
Mojo
no, I mean,
Rising
like Mojo.
420 in the chat room wanted to know, so got his question
yep.
in.
Okay, let me do this. I know you guys, how long can you guys stay? Can you stay a couple more minutes? Or
you
guys need to
get
going? Because I know Lane said he can't stay up late tonight.
He's got to get up early for work.
You know, when
what
you
are you going
work,
tomorrow,
Lane?
Really you playing golf tomorrow, Lane?
No. No, and
I was going to say, hey,
I don't play golf.
Lane do?
That's a joke. Lane does not play golf for a living. He actually does work. I found this out after the fact.
Exactly. And if I did
work.
Play golf, I would probably be very good.
You
got
to get golf, Lane.
Yeah.
Did you find me a new job yet?
Hey, Lane.
Hey, wait. I got to clarify something real quick. Cherry,
yeah.
I didn't cut you off.
Lane.
Yeah.
I got new golf clubs.
What'd you get?
Well, they're used, but they're new to me.
You the pink ones you're looking at?
Yeah, the pink ones.
Man.
Pink, you know, it's...
What a,
but,
yeah. Yeah, what
we do have another caller,
there.
And I wanted to get to her questions. And
all right, let's do it.
Anything can come out of her mouth, so get ready.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
It's Michelle from the Bronx.
Michelle from the Bronx.
What up, guys?
What up?
What's
what up,
on?
Michelle?
Yo, what
how are
up,
you?
Peyton?
Grow up, huh?
Yo, hey, Cherry, hey, Liz, Paul,
hey.
Ron. All right, so I got everybody out of the way. So I'm going to make it quick. First of all, I'm a girl lover, so I don't mind you guys loving the girls, but it's horrible to have these girls crushing on you the way they are. I'm sick of it already.
I love it. Actually,
I bet you do, man.
It.
No, I totally bet
I'm gonna
you do.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm also sick of it. I can't stand it.
Hey, Lane, I
can't stand
tweet.
It either.
Oh, yeah.
Do what?
I saw your tweets to Mel, so I definitely saw that you were, like, you know, flirting with her all day, and then you totally blew her off today. Nice. Very nice.
No. that wasn't me. That wasn't me. You just made that up.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy to make up the tweets coming from your name.
I'm sorry, Lane. I had to sleep today. I couldn't sign into your account.
See? Good job. Good job.
Hayden.
Yeah.
Hayden, listen, I know you're a big baseball fan, so I want to know what you think about Andy Pettit retiring.
Andy Pettit retiring. Dude's amazing. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, probably first ballot. More wins than anybody. But he's getting old. You can't play forever, so.
I know,
probably
I know.
Probably good to go out while he's, you know, while he's still on top.
You think? I'm hoping that he doesn't do another, you know, Texas, you know, type of thing, you know, play for Houston, you know. You know what?
I agree with you, but I don't think he will. I mean, he's been a Yankee forever.
I know.
I think he wants
95.
To go out a Yankee.
He
so,
wants to go out as a Yankee, guys. And, you know,
speaking
of baseball, I'm glad you brought up the word baseball because, you know, Hayden, that's something me and me should talk about doing is a baseball show because I love baseball. Baseball is my passion, and I think we would not see eye to eye because I'm definitely a Cubs fan. What are you? Ain't you? What was your team?
You know what? I root for the Diamondbacks. I grew up in Arizona. I've been getting tickets since they first came out here in '98, and so I mean I'm a D-backs fan. Not a lot of D-backs fans out there, but I root for them.
They're not that bad.
But,
do you watch baseball?
I have a
Do what?
Do you watch baseball?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, who's your team, then?
Texas Rangers, duh.
Oh, you got to go with that, huh?
Hey, Ron, what's
uh-huh.
mine? What's mine, Ron?
Baltimore Orioles.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
you can guess
team.
Mine, though.
And they suck.
The
Yanks, come on.
Come on, of course. You kidding with this voice?
Hey, what do you think of the Mets, Michelle? Let's hear about
what I think of the Mets is that I thought that they were great when Bobby Valentine was an absolute maniac with him. I actually got to meet Cliff Floyd, and he wound up being really good the year that I met him. I was taking pictures with him at a bar, and I was absolutely wild, and it was great. But I think that once they got rid of Willie and everything went downhill, there was just so much controversy in the back. They're never going to be able to have the pocket money to keep them on the boards. So their fans are always going to be, like, you know, let down.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Keep an eye out for
I know,
Davis.
your first baseman friend.
Yep.
I know. My father's a Met fan. My father actually played for the Pittsburgh Pirates when he came here from Puerto Rico. And he loves the Mets, and I'm a Yankee fan, so go figure that one out. But I told him. That was the one thing that I told him. I said, Dad, you know that crazy show that I follow that I spend all my life updating? I said, there's a guy on there that knows the first baseman from the Mets. And he was like, his, like, face lit up. So, thanks.
I watched him a little bit. After you said, talked about him, I started to follow him a little bit. And definitely an awesome player. He played last year pretty good at the end of the season. So
he's a prospect.
He's really good. I do want to say this. Cherry, are you going to talk about your favorite team? And let me grin my teeth.
The Cardinals?
Oh, boy.
You know, there's two sports teams I can't stand. You know who they are, Hayden?
It's St. Louis, obviously.
Yeah, the Cardinals and the Packers.
And the Packers, really?
I'm a Bears fan. And I can't stand those two. Yes, Paul.
Oh,
talk
man,
about
I,
the Minnesota teams.
I was glad with the Super Bowl outcome. I'm sorry, Ross.
We have another Cardinals fan in the chat room today. Is that Petey?
My heart is hurting over here.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You're a Packers fan, Hayden? I'm not a Packers fan, but I like Aaron Rodgers. He's a stud.
You got to be careful when you say that.
I mean, it's fair. I mean, whatever.
You know, that was your cue, Lane, to say that's what she said. I saw you tweeted that. You finally got it.
I know. I'm getting good at it.
You're one for one on, like, what, like 5 weeks of it? Good going.
No. I've got a lot more than that.
You got a lot more than what she said?
Yeah, I've been practicing.
In the mirror doesn't count. And to the hand puppet doesn't count. And in the shower definitely doesn't count.
Whatever.
I love busting your chops. Thanks for being so fun with it.
He never did anything in the shower.
Nothing. That's right.
Two in one.
Hey.
What, Hayden?
Weren't you watching his back, Hayden?
Yeah, what are you about to lie about over there?
Aren't you getting late?
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Well, it's almost
hey,
time
seen,
to go,
I've seen Juan today.
Say what?
I've seen Juan today.
You did? You saw Juan today?
Yeah, he was at the gym.
Nice,
his cardio
Juan.
On.
What, did he take a kickboxing class?
He's about to head out to L.A. No.
Yeah.
He's about to head out to L.A., I guess, in 2 weeks.
Hey, we got to head out there in a couple weeks, too.
No doubt.
Who's Juan, first of all? And then, are you guys both good? I know, Lane, I talked to you, but are you going to Temecula or, you know, the reality of rally? Hayden?
You know what? I'm in the same boat as Lane. It's up in the air right now. I think there's a 50% chance I will be attending.
Okay.
That's half.
Hayden, you want to come to Vegas next weekend?
Vegas next weekend.
Yeah.
I would love to, but my sister's coming into town to Arizona, so I won't be able to.
See, I was trying to get a party going.
I'm down for that, but maybe the following weekend. Change it up.
Yeah. I'm going for a soiree.
For a what?
Soiree.
You know I was going to screw them up.
I know. You know what? I should have known better.
Yeah, you're talking to two dodos. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. What is a soiree?
You don't know what a Sabare is either?
No, I kind of do, but I'm just...
If you think of Weird Science, Science with, what was her name, Kelly LeBrock, and she starts going, you know, no wax on the nipples, the guys would probably, she's like, oh, Soiree. Come on, guys, you've seen that movie.
That's before their time.
Is that
black and white? No, I remember the movie, actually. I just knew Lane's line.
Lane, seriously, do you know this movie? Please tell me yes.
Yes, I do. I remember when they said
that
word.
Yeah, that was a good movie. You remember that movie when they wasn't that the one that that she turned the brother into
a
pile of shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Hayden, have you ever seen Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, I have. I love it.
Well, can you play it for your friend?
For Lane?
Yes.
I've seen it. It's
you
with that one
it?
Dude.
Ron?
Yeah.
Didn't he say he didn't see it?
No, you're lying.
I thought he said he saw Goodfellas. I want to know if he didn't remember the black and white version of Little Rascals.
No. Sorry.
Boom.
I remember the color version.
By that time, Michael Jackson had already bought them up, so they weren't being aired. But it's true.
Did he really?
Oh, boy.
Wasn't it him or was it Bill Cosby?
I think it was Bill Cosby.
And then didn't Bill Cosby then sell it to Michael Jackson?
Who knows? They all have more money.
Who cares?
Strange, but believable.
Yeah, but, I could take it anywhere.
That's what she said.
There you go!
I said that one.
Yeah, I did.
Was that good?
Nah, I didn't think. I thought it sucked. I didn't like it.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lane, did you see what I left at Andy's?
I did not match it. Do what?
Did you see what I left at Andy's?
What'd you leave?
There's a small Ravens helmet in there.
There's a small what?
A small Ravens helmet.
Oh, Ravens helmet. No, I didn't see that. They must have thrown that away right when you left.
Oh, you're such a shit.
Yeah, I bet so.
Oh.
Yeah, they quickly discarded that.
Oh, see, why you gotta be rotten? You're always rotten.
Well, guys, Hayden, you sound like you're hungry. And Lane, you have to work in the morning, right?
Early.
Lane has got to work early. He's out in the oil field. He's swinging a hammer, trying to strike black gold.
Wrenching rods. Probably going to wear a helmet and safety glasses.
Lane, find me a job in the oil field.
Lane, find me a job in the oil field, too, while you're at it.
Can y'all work Derek's?
Can I work
I can.
You can? All right. Be there at 6:30 in the morning.
Just find me some oil and sell it to...
I'll be there.
For lots of money before I can make it.
I need a job. Help me out.
What was it? I thought you were working at Hertz or something like that.
Heinz. I'm interviewing with Heinz.
Oh, the ketchup?
You do read messages. See? I had faith in you.
See? I read them.
You're going to work for Heinz Ketchup?
Well, I applied for a job,
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Heinz, just real quick before you two leave, I was just curious. This is Paul. I was wondering if either of you have gotten out to see Kathy.
You know what? I haven't yet, but
I haven't.
I'm going back to Texas in a few weeks, and then if I can make it down to she actually said she'd meet me halfway between Texarkana and Dallas. So that's something I would like to do.
It could happen.
Hayden.
That's cool because...
Yes?
Jess, the girl that was chatting with you earlier in the conversation wanted me to tell you that she is Kristen's number one fan. She twitters with her a lot, talks with her on Facebook, and she just had to let you know that she's Kristen's number one fan.
Right.
She's been dying to tell you that. No offense.
I mean, she hates being replaced into you suck and she hates you.
Yeah.
And she liked me a lot.
I understand the translation.
No, Jess is not like that personally, just to let you know. Jess likes everyone. And
she does.
Jess don't. That's one thing I would have to say about her. is even if she, you know, I don't think she would be like that. You know what I mean?
And she wanted me to tell him.
I feel you.
So,
well, awesome.
Did you have any other quick chat questions?
Mel wants to know if they're coming up to Toronto anytime soon.
Next week.
No, they're not coming to Toronto. We've been
Believe it or not, we're working on that. We're working on it. We're going to try and make it happen. Lane, you know what I'm talking about.
I do, definitely.
Lane, you want me to dog sit Tucker?
You might have to. You might have to. He's a handful.
I would. I got another dog to keep him company.
What is Bella?
Yeah, my
lab. Is that your little chihuahua's name?
It's not a chihuahua.
Oh, what is it?
It's a lab.
Oh, yeah, chocolate, huh?
Yeah, a chihuahua.
Mr. No Pants says there's millions of fans up in Canada that you should come up there.
I totally agree. Canadians have been unbelievable, and I'm grateful, and we need to get up there. True story.
Yeah,
hey. Hey.
True story, eh? Yeah.
Like, what? You know, you ever see that movie like Strange Brew?
Yeah.
They put the mouse in the bottle, and they get free beer for life.
They haven't seen it. They haven't seen it. I can tell.
What is it?
I know they haven't seen it. Strange Brew.
What are you talking about?
It's funny.
It's
Strange
one of the movies
Brew?
That you probably didn't. Yeah, Strange Brew. It has the guy that was from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And Dave Thompson, who was, man, he did some 90, 80, or 2000 stuff too. But anyways, it's about these brothers, the McKenzie brothers, and they're from Canada. It's like one of my favorite movies.
Do I have to get you that one too, Lane?
We'll have to check that out.
Wait, what did you say? What are you lying about?
Do I have to get you that one too?
Yes. And I've never seen Salt. What other movie can you send me that I haven't seen?
Hey, Wayne, go see Just Go With It.
What now?
Just
I haven't seen the new Justin Bieber. I haven't seen that one.
Just Go With It.
Just Go With It. Go see it. Bomb.
What?
Hilarious.
What, Justin Bieber?
No, just Go With It. No?
This is
what
he
said.
Bieber.
Wait, Go With It, bro. Come on. The movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen that either. Yeah, I haven't seen that either, Liz, so you might want to send that
there. I want to go see the Justin Bieber movie.
Yeah,
baby,
I tweeted that the other day.
Baby.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Hey, Ron, I'm out of here, man. Thank you very much.
No,
bye,
thank
Hayden.
You, Hayden. Thank you, Lane. I'm
thanks,
you
Hayden.
Thank
you all.
We're not
going to
leave. We're going to stay for a couple minutes.
Hey, well, thank you guys for having
me.
I appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah,
definitely.
We better do it again soon. It was awesome. It was fun. Hope you had fun.
Very fun.
Did you have fun?
I did. I had a good time.
And if you guys,
thanks again.
Talk to you later.
I hated it. I will never call back.
Lane. Lane,
oh,
I'm calling
up,
you tomorrow.
Lane.
We got to chat. See you guys.
All right, man. All right, see you.
Bye.
Lane, you want to say goodnight?
Yes.
Go to bed.
Goodnight. Goodnight. You want to talk to you, Lynn? Should we talk
to Wait. Do you have 5 seconds? You've got a couple minutes?
Yeah. We
need to address one person, okay? Maybe she can call in right now, too, because last time she didn't get to talk long enough. But, hey, Jen. Jen Frog's out there. She hasn't called in tonight, and I think she should call in. And
definitely.
She says not tonight. She's dissing you tonight. Jen Frog is dissing you.
She's busy.
We'll let
her
go. Yes. Yeah,
all right.
She's busy. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Lane, I'll talk
to
you later.
All right. I won't answer anything you send me. Y'all have a good one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Just mute him. And if you can screen that call, Paul, Cherry, and Cherry. Okay, we got Michelle still up here. Cherry and Liz. I had fun tonight, and that's one reason I wanted to stay over was because I wanted to talk about it. Plus, we have another caller up it looks like they just called in, so let's see who they are. But what do you, I mean, did you not have fun tonight with them?
Yeah. Oh, I had a blast.
I mean, and guys, if did we get to most of the chat questions, Cherry?
I think so.
Good, 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 because I was trying to keep it smooth running tonight. We had Hayden for the first time, and I just didn't want to over.
He'll be awesome when we do him by when he's by himself too.
Yeah, I think so too, and that's the thing is, you know, I try to do everybody. Okay, Flock, go ahead, Michelle, comment.
What?
I said I try to do everybody.
I don't need to. They're all waiting for it. It doesn't work well when it's already set up. I've got to pounce on it when you guys aren't ready for it. It's the best time.
Okay, so, but the bottom line is that I try to get everyone up on the phone line, and I try to get everyone in. Plus, I wanted to make sure I had some questions. Cause I've been wanting to talk to Hayden one-on-one, you know.
You have to get your niece to call in the next time.
Oh, shit! Oh, God damn it. Oh, sorry about that. Lord, please forgive me. God.
Stirring on
sorry.
Why didn't you remind me?
I didn't remember until he was talking.
Oh, shit. Jordan's going to kill me.
Yeah, I mean, I remembered while he was talking.
Oh, shit. I should have called her.
Yeah.
Somehow, like, through the dialing machine. Oh, my
next
gosh.
Next time.
So hate me. She's going to so hate me, guys.
Write the note now,
let me pick
Ron.
Up Jess. What?
Write the note now for it.
No,
Put the note on the computer so you remember.
Oh, my gosh. She loves Hayden, guys.
I know.
You guys all probably know this because she's called in before. But Jordan, my niece, is a huge Hayden fan. And I think she had to work tonight because I didn't see her lights on up there. And, oh, shit, never mind. Jess, you have something to say, I see. You came back.
Okay, I need to say that was a big slap in the face to Hayden.
What?
Holy shit.
Nah, he was playing around.
Oh, no. I know. But I was like, oh, my God. Terry, I love you for doing that. Like, love it.
I'm over here in the corner now, and I'm going to get yelled at after the show for doing that.
No, you're not. I asked you to do it. So if anybody's going to get yelled at, it's me.
Wait, who's going to yell at you?
I wonder.
Call me out. No, I'm not going to yell about that. No, that was good. I was actually laughing at it.
But I did tweet Hayden, seriously, I do like you. Like, I'm not me, but I just wanted to say that. Just see his reaction.
No, actually, guys, I will have to say tonight, I really, and I want to give some thank yous out real quick, too, and Jesse can stay here. Jerry, I know, like I was saying before, we didn't get to all the check questions, maybe, and we didn't get, you know, lots done, but we did more than we could, you know, for the time we had them. I do want to say thank you for really doing a great job in the chat room tonight. So everyone, tell her thank you, and
give her a big
big applause. Liz, something had you going tonight. You talked.
Who?
One time I went, Liz. Well, you were talking really good, lots tonight. So
sometimes I don't
good,
like interrupting.
I know, but tonight you were really good. And really talk to him. And Paul, you
yes,
did a splendid job on the
switchboard.
The switchboard and the
you
thing.
Don't have
so
any more
make
callers?
Sure you guys give them all some love. Give them all some
you.
Love. And
thanks.
And they really did. They really. I won a team, and I don't know. Did Ben like disappear from us? He was in the chat room, but he quit talking. So, and I want to say thank you to some other people for making this, you know, a great show again. We have, I want to say thank you to my cousin, Nelson. And actually, after been sitting here thinking about it, I think we did meet each other before, because I remember. I know who Richard is. It's just so hard for me to remember that side of the family, because I was pretty much the baby of, you know, our side, our mom. You know, it's just I'm young back then, and we didn't associate. So I do want to say thank you for calling and coming to the show and everything. And we've got to talk more on Facebook. And I want to say thank you for there's some people that have never been to the show. I think Mojo, isn't he a first-time chatter in our chat room?
He sure is. He lives in my area.
Welcome to the show.
You don't have any more callers?
So, I don't.
You don't have any more callers?
No more callers.
Plus, it was a time zone thing again.
Okay.
I don't talk to Uncle Ronnie that much. Your Uncle Ronnie. he doesn't talk to her. Never mind. We'll have to talk in private, Nelson. It's great. I wanted to give a shout out to Cupcake Sue, a big shout out Mel and Tara for calling in. Michelle,
yes,
you're always awesome when you call in.
Thank you so much.
I just love sitting back and listening to you. Jess, even though you embarrassed my Hayden,
no,
you still rocked.
You're so easy.
I'm just playing with you. And Mr. No Pants and Jen and everyone out there in the chat room and everything. Come back. Make sure you come back tomorrow night. Again, remember, tomorrow night's the show for Survivor. If you're a Survivor fan, Coach Wade's going to be with us. And never know who else. And then Thursday is going to be crazy here. Thursday, I'll tell you right now, if everyone that's committed already calls in, we should have up to about 20 people calling in.
I just learned that I have prior commitments, Ron. Just kidding.
Hey, Cherry.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
We better start working on you and the switchboard. Because I'm about ready to kick Paul's ass.
I want to give a shout out to Lola Drives Jeep too. She's a first timer, I think, in the chat room. Also
in the chat room, but she listens all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
She's in the chat room tonight with me.
Lola, if you're listening, you got to get back on Twitter more.
Liz, do you have anybody you want to say hey to? I'm just giving us a time just to relax for a second and kind of mellow out for a second, and then.
You kind of had touched on everybody. I'm bummed that I did get a message from Carly. She kind of fell asleep. I don't think she works tonight. But once again, help her out. If everybody can get on Spy on Vegas, that'd be awesome. Be awesome to know somebody who wins, you know, something like that. You know, $10,000 is a nice little chump change. So just trying
to
support
what, guys?
My girl.
Yeah, make sure you support her. But you know what? I had a game ready, so we're gonna play. Are you smarter than a model tonight? Anyways, and we're gonna pick a number 1 through 10, and Jess, do you want to play?
Yes, I love games.
Okay, let's do Jess tonight, and
she's underage, Ron.
I'm pumped. Come on, Ron. You know I love it. I lose every time though.
That's what she said.
Okay, you ready?
Ta-da!
Hey, ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding. Okay. We will let Michelle be the model tonight.
I don't know if you can handle all this.
I don't think I can, Bronxy. I don't know.
Okay, here's the five categories you got to choose from. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Sports Illustrated.
Oh, shit.
Reality TV.
Okay.
Vegas.
Uh-huh.
wrestling, and Big Brother 12.
Perfect. All
right. And I'll tell you guys right now, these questions are lined up for Carly. So, so they're going to be, Carly-driven, lots of these questions. So, Jess, where are you going to go first?
Big Brother 12.
Big Brother 12. Is it true or false? Did Carly know Rachel from Big Brother 12 before Big Brother 12? True or false?
True.
Yeah, that's it. You got it right. She got the first question right. Okay. So you got wrestling, Vegas, reality TV, or SI? Or sports
let's
social?
Do Vegas.
Vegas. Okay.
Who's doing the sound effect?
In the background.
That's my makeup switchboard.
Awesome.
I hear a stumping. Am I just stumping in the background?
I was going to say, hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you hear obnoxious noises and we're playing a game, try to mute that person.
Yeah, you squeaker.
Okay. Vegas. There was a reality show that was filmed in Vegas just recently, and the winner was to be the spokesperson of Vegas. What was the real name of the reality show?
I don't know. Bad Girls Club Las Vegas? I don't know.
No. It was True Beauty.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that show.
Okay. So we got wrestling, reality TV, and Sports Illustrated.
Wrestling.
Who is the MTV Real World wrestler that is in the WWE?
Oh, The Miz.
That's right.
I love him.
Okay, so you got two right, one wrong, one more right. You win, and you can say you're smarter than a model. If not, you got to say, I'm not smarter than a model.
Okay.
So reality TV or Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated.
What year did Kathy Ireland start doing the swimsuit issue?
1975. I don't know.
Wow. No. 1984. Did you get that right, Paul?
Why do you come
did
to me?
Right?
1930.
Because you can't do that.
Wrong.
Okay. The last question. Hey, you did better than last week's contestant. Last week's contestant didn't even get to the last question. Right, Michelle?
Oh,
Michelle was last week?
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, Michelle.
You kind of have to get into my realm of things, but, you know, I have to update myself on the breeders' questions.
Okay, so here's the reality TV question. What? And this is going to be easy, too, guys. What MTV show was Carly the winner of?
Ooh.
Real World Road Rules. The Challenge. The Ruins?
What was it called?
The Ruins.
What was it?
Fresh Meat 2.
Fresh Meat 2.
Oh, damn. I hit my life. I watched it, too.
Okay, Jess. You must say it out loud. I'm not smarter than a model.
I'm not smarter than a model.
Whatever. And we have another loser. That's two losers in a row. So next week, who's going to be the...
Hey, I did better than Michelle. I'm a winner.
You both lost in my book.
Oh, my.
So who's going to be our next contestant next year, next week? If you want to, next Tuesday, yeah, every Tuesday. That's my Tuesday game. And, Michelle, you asked me a question last night. What was my favorite game? I think I'm liking this one the best.
Okay.
I really am enjoying this. I think it's really cool. So come back tomorrow night. I know this says longer time because I put it in just in case we had Brittany called in because we were trying to get Brittany to call in too. Wednesday night, tomorrow night for one night only Survivor premiere show. And Thursday night, a party and a half. And then remember, we have a special show Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern time that will, I can't remember why we're doing it.
It's your birthday.
Huh?
It's your birthday.
Who? What?
It's Ron's big birthday.
I'm waiting for everyone else to talk to me about it, too. But no one's catching on that I'm waiting for them all to say it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
It's Ron's 40th birthday.
Wait, it's a mother's tomorrow.
So what?
Is it tomorrow or today?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
It's, yeah, tomorrow, Wednesday is Survivor premiere, and Thursday is the 2-year anniversary, and then Saturday is the birthday, and then this coming Sunday we have the Amazing Race premiere, so. Lots of stuff still to come. And I believe we've confirmed next Thursday's guest already for Survivor will be Cowboy. The one that was from Survivor, not Cowboy, our buddy Cowboy. So I hope to see y'all back. I'm going to finish off with some music. Let's play some music to kick it off the ending of the show.
Oh, good night, everybody. It was great.
Good night, Michelle.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, everybody. It's been fun.
I'm just going to kind of, like, finish off. Let's play our favorite song right now. We'll play this almost every night this week.
You should remember to do his intro, his drop, too, Ron, next time.
You know what, though? I need somebody to maybe do it for me because I'm having a hard time every time. I go to start doing it, and then I'm going to try to get on it right now, so before I can start doing that.
A heads up, if you name it, Buzz, intro.
Wait.
Want me to do it?
No, I got it, but you started to talk.
Oh, I was saying, if you name Chase's drop to introduce the song, maybe... spell it Buzz's intro or something so they're right next to each other.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
All right.
So,
take care, guys.
Have everyone listen
night,
to this
night,
song
Paul.
From Chase night. From Survivor.
Too fast, my head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way, but good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. And I'm calling my buddies, it's going down, bringing last night's good time back around with a couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back, I got my buzz back, yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone, the thought of her won't leave me alone. They was making out and making
night's good time back around with some Chardonnay and a sweet soundtrack. We got that buzz back. We got that buzz back. Get your buzz back.
Good night. Don't forget tomorrow night's show.